VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump made a surprise trip to Iraq Wednesday to visit U.S. troops stationed there. As VOA's White House correspondent Patsy Widakuswara reports, it was the president's first visit to troops in a conflict zone since taking office nearly 2 years ago.
The president's visit to Iraq came a day after Trump held a video conference with military members around the globe from the Oval Office. After the call, he was criticized by some media outlets who reported that he was the first president since 2002 to not visit U.S. troops around Christmas. Last week, Trump made the controversial move of announcing plans to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. He also reportedly ordered the Pentagon to withdraw roughly half of the more than 14,000 American troops stationed in Afghanistan beginning next month. Trump's senior advisors and military officials have warned the moves will plunge the region further into chaos. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.
A partial government shutdown continued into its fifth day Wednesday with no resolution in sight. President Trump, speaking in Iraq, said he was willing to wait as long as it takes to get the $5 billion he wants for a border wall with Mexico. Trump, who 2 weeks ago said he would gladly take the responsibility for the shutdown, said California Democrat Nancy Pelosi is calling the shots. Pelosi is widely expected to take over as Speaker of the House of Representatives January 3rd. She and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer have said that Trump will not get the money that he is asking for. The shutdown affects nearly 800,000 federal workers, with about half of them furloughed and the rest working without getting paid until the shutdown ends. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin oversaw a test Wednesday of a new hypersonic glide vehicle, declaring that the weapon is impossible to intercept and will ensure Russia's security for decades to come. The Russian president spoke to his country's top military brass from the Defense Ministry's control room in Moscow after watching the live feed of the launch of the avant-garde vehicle. He said, "Dear comrades, I would like to address before anyone else the managing engineer, the engineers, the workers, and everyone who created this prominent arms system. I congratulate you on this great event in the history of military power and in the matter of ensuring the security of the Russian state." The test comes amid bitter tensions between Washington and Moscow, which have sunk to their lowest level since the Cold War over conflicts in Ukraine, the war in Syria, and allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. After the second death of an immigrant child in its care, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency says it's checking on other kids it's holding along the southern border. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Commissioner Kevin McAleenan says he's ordered secondary checks.
That means paramedics who are also Border Patrol agents checking each child in our custody to determine their health status again, in addition to the original processing.
McAleenan telling CBS This Morning two Coast Guard teams are deploying today to help. He says the agency's devastated by the deaths of 8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso on Christmas Eve and a 7-year-old girl earlier this month. He says CBP needs more help to ensure the safety of other kids, though the agency's not saying just how many are in custody. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. retailers had a very merry Christmas, AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Retailers were expecting to do well this season amid falling unemployment and rising consumer confidence. MasterCard SpendingPulse, which measures shopping activity, says they did even better than they hoped, a 5.1% increase over last year.
It's the best we've seen in a long time. The consumer confidence is high, and that ought to give us some momentum going into 2019.
SpendingPulse advisor Steve Sadov says both stores and online retailers did well, though increasingly they are one and the same company. The cratering stock market was a non-factor, except maybe in luxury goods, where sales were flat. Apparel and home improvement items were big sellers this Christmas. Warren Levinson, New York.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street from their Christmas Eve slump, with all three major indices closing up around 5%. The Dow Jones Industrials rebounded more than 1,100 points. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.